Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture.
Well, think about this. Ambition. When we say somebody's ambitious, what is that drive? Aristotle calls it philotimia, which means love of honor. Is that all that we mean when we say somebody is ambitious, that they just desire honor? What do we think of that as meaning?
That they should want to get their means, so whatever it takes.
Yeah. We're looking for success, we're looking for status. Sometimes we substitute respect for the word honor. I think that is, you know, unless you're a very traditional person, you don't often talk about honor. You probably talk more about respect or esteem or a few other things. Now, what's really interesting about this particular set of virtues and vices, Aristotle actually says in his culture, there is no term for the mean. That people talk about some people being too ambitious and other people not being ambitious enough. And the Greek society that he lived in was a real go-getter society. These people were very interested in status and prestige and, you know, advancing and power and that sort of stuff. And comparing themselves to other people. I guess, you know, this would also be about, you know, comparing yourself to other people, not just in terms of like job position or things like that, but also like what you have, you know, who you know, all those sorts of things. Reputation. And he says that the two extremes, in some sense, kind of vie for the center, that a lot of people will call somebody ambitious, and sometimes they mean it as a bad thing, sometimes they mean it as a good thing. Sometimes they call the middle part being ambitious, and sometimes they call the middle part being unambitious. Do you think this is the case still for us today? That we don't really have a good way of talking about people who are motivated to the right extent when it comes to these sorts of desires and drives, looking for status, reputation, respect, how other people see them. Do we have a term that we use for people who are just right? What is it?
Hustler.
A hustler. So they're just right? Or are they more on this side?
The hustler I'm thinking about is one that like puts in a whole bunch of time and effort and slowly gains what he wants, and eventually it just compounds and gets it.
So they're not like cutting corners, trying to, you know, people who want to attain immediate celebrity would be over here. I'm going to post a YouTube video of me doing something crazy, and then I'll have my own TV show. There are people who think that, right? That's why there's a lot of crazy YouTube videos out there you can find. And they often are quite funny. That's very different than building something up over time. A person who's genuinely a hustler, in this sense, somebody who's building reputation. You have to build reputation by actually doing something that other people value. And it's got to be something sustainable. So it's got to be part of who you are. And if you really want other people's approval or respect or things like that too much, you won't do that, will you? You will cut corners. You will sacrifice other things to that good. What about on this end? Are there people in our society who are not ambitious enough, who are not concerned enough about how other people see them, about respect, position, those sorts of things. Do you think so? Yeah.
The lazy ones or the dropouts?
Yeah, some people may be this way just because they'd rather just like, lay on the couch and watch TV all day, right? And some people may be this way, they may be the dreamers, the people who say, yeah, I got this big plan, but nothing, they never do it. They don't take any of the steps that are required in order to be successful, right? The person who's here ought to be successful unless something comes along to really screw things up. There could be other people who just see themselves as unworthy of that, like with the the pleasure one. I'm never going to amount to anything, so why should I even try? Just let me do what I do. Could there be other modes of
just going through the phases? So going to school not because you want to, but because it's just his hand.
The people who do things that are actually good for them, which could be part of building a repertoire of skills, contacts, all those sorts of things, but they don't really, their heart's not in it, and they have no idea why they're doing it. I don't see that much here at Marist. I've seen that at some other places where I've taught, where the students have this idea that I just got to make it into college and then things are going to fall into place. And they have no idea what they're doing in college. They have no idea why they ought to be there. And if you don't have any idea why they ought to be there, they can't have any idea about what to get out of it, what steps to take to assure that they're actually going to be successful. Really, what Aristotle is talking about here in terms of right ambition is a matter of assuring that you are going to be successful and working to be successful. This person over here wants to be successful, wants to be acknowledged by everybody without necessarily putting in the work. The person over here might actually do a lot of work, but they, for one reason or another, are not going to, things aren't going to fall in place. There are some people actually too, aren't there, who kind of trip themselves up. You see them working, but they always manage to sort of derail themselves whenever it comes to a really important juncture where they're going to do the presentation where somebody might actually see them and then give them some what Aristotle's calling honor. Have you seen people like that? They might be over here. They really are not motivated by ambition enough. What would be some other signs of somebody here in the middle, do you think, in our culture? In Aristotle's culture, be the guys out there trying to get political office. It was easy to get political office back then with a lot of different positions. Putting on big dinner parties sometimes, because that would be part of how you would make contacts. What do we do? If you want, let's think about it this way. As a student, if you actually have right ambition, the right amount of wanting to be, wanting to have approval from other people, wanting to be respected by other people, what would that look like for you guys? How would you approach your teachers? You guys want to be valued by us, don't you? At least in terms of grades. But I think a lot of you actually care about what we think. At least some of your professors. Because the professors that you actually think have anything on the ball, your major professors. What sort of things would be characteristic of your attitude towards them, the way you make decisions? Think about assignments. Go ahead.
Like respectful.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Think about assignments. You put in work on assignments. Are you just trying to put in all the bells and whistles to impress somebody? Or are you trying to produce solid work? Solid work impresses people, at least if those people have anything on the ball. I know some of your professors may be those kind of, nobody gets an A. That's actually a problem from Aristotle's perspective, too.
Punctuality.
Showing up on time, that's important. I think that goes in with being respectful, doesn't it? Now, what about things that you do for yourself?
Going to office hours so you can understand stuff you probably don't.
Yeah. Professors are always surprised when students show up in office hours because so few students do. People are usually pleasantly surprised. What else? What are some steps that you're taking for yourself here at Marist besides how you interact with professors to assure that you're going to be successful? What are some things that you do? Okay, so that goes into learning and acquiring skills. Are there any other things that you're... Are there any ways where you're trying to excel, to call attention to yourself? Things that are going to go into your resume when you go out on the job market. Some of you are doing internships, right? That's a smart move. I'm glad that at Marist they're so good about making students do that. This is kind of a stretch at this point, isn't it? But that actually could fit into what Aristotle is calling this virtue of right ambition. Do you shoot for the flashy internships that you may not actually be qualified for? Do you sell yourself too short and not go for the internship that you probably are qualified for? Because you guys are pretty smart students. Made it in here, you've made it this far. Do you seek out opportunities that are actually commensurate with your abilities and your talents and your potential? that are going to be productive for you and also make good contacts for you. That would probably be here. You could think the same thing about clubs. Any of you participate in clubs, activities, those sorts of things. They're not just resume builders, right? If all you're doing is like stuffing your resume, that's over here. If you're really doing things because that is part of who you are and you are able to contribute something and you do want other people to like see that and say, yeah, that person is a good contributor, you may be over here instead. Maybe being a team player is kind of like this. Again, some people just don't care about that sort of thing. And Aristotle thinks that's a deficit. What do you guys think? Do you agree with Aristotle on this, that there's sort of a mean position? Or do you think maybe it's better to be like, you know, the person over here? What's your gut feeling? So which should you be? Yeah.
Well, the only problem with unambitiousness, a lot of times some people that choose that side, they come back to just being lazy. They don't want to actually apply.
That's true. Yeah.
So yeah, there is a need. I wouldn't know what the term to call it, but it's just, if you're unambitious, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's almost like what you mean or your intent by it.
Yeah.
So if you just don't want to apply yourself, that's a problem.
I don't know you guys very well because, you know, it was early in the semester. I have a hard time picturing anyone who's lazy. All right, we'll leave off there.
Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.